the one and only Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV down in Columbus. Dunny, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing great, but there's only one guy that's oozing machismo, and that's you, Andy.
Oozing with machismo. I love it, man. Well, hey, we bring you on every week to talk about Ohio State football. We're going to do that. But before we get into the football questions, just wanted to get into your major takeaways from Tuesday's Basketball Media Day. Am I off base here? Is that early for Basketball Media Day, or is this when they normally do it every year?
This is when they normally do it. This is what we call the crossroads of all the seasons, because we're in the thick of Blue Jackets preseason. We're in the thick of the football season, and now we got Ohio State men's and women's basketball starting up, so we are right in the thick of it. This is normal. Buckeyes can practice on Thursday. Teams have been starting their practices here all this week, all across the country for college basketball. So, no, this is something that we kind of expected, but always sneaks up on us every year.
All right. I had no idea that they were practicing already. That seems really, really soon, and it just kind of caught me by surprise because the Cavaliers had their media day on Monday. Thought that was a little unusual that the Buckeyes had theirs first, but you mentioned it's normal, so we'll rock and roll with that. Now, your major takeaways from Tuesday's basketball media day.
Well, a lot of people have big expectations for the Buckeyes, a big freshman class that's highly regarded coming in, a top-10 class that people want to see how they do. Really, the big message from all the Buckeyes was, you know, taking things day by day. Everything is earned. Nothing is given to them. That was really the big kind of theme for everybody. All they're looking forward to Cedarville, which is their exhibition game. And after that, it's a big clash with Cincinnati to open up the season on November 5th, I believe. So, and Ohio State's non-conference schedule is one that you would not have seen a few years ago. Cincinnati, Villanova, North Carolina, and that's just to name a few. You know, it's a very loaded non-conference schedule, and then you get into the Big Ten conference schedule, which is arguably one of the best conferences in Division I basketball.
Yeah, tough to dispute that. I would agree wholeheartedly with that Big Ten assessment. All right, Dunny, we will transition now from the hardwood to the gridiron. What if anything, do we take away from Saturday's massacre? I mean, Ohio State just destroyed Miami University. Anything we can really take away from that?
Depth. The Buckeyes have a lot of depth that they wanted to get into the game, and the mission accomplished. I believe I saw somewhere that 97 Buckeyes played against Miami, whether it be one snap or two or something, but 97 players for Ohio State that were in scarlet and gray on Saturday saw the field in between whistles. So I think that's something that's amazing. I expect a lot healthier group of Buckeyes to be on the field for Nebraska. There's some injuries, like Robert Landers, that was out. Jonathan Cooper, who's been out, he hasn't played yet in the regular season. I think I'm expecting him to either be playing against Nebraska or very close. I think you'll see a lot. And one thing to take away from it as well is, you know, everyone's kind of rested. Justin Fields only played a half. The starters on offense only played a half. So they'll be ready and rearing to go against Nebraska on Saturday.
We're going to come back around to that matchup against Nebraska on Saturday for sure. Well, Buckeye special teams have certainly looked pretty good over the last few weeks here. The blocks definitely stand out. Any individual in particular that stands out on those special teams units?
Just everybody. You know, it was preached by Urban Meyer when he got to Ohio State that if you want to play, if you want to start on offense and defense, if you want to play, you have to play on two sets of special teams. The best player, and Ryan Day has kept that, the best players on Ohio State play on special teams. Chase Young had a blocked field goal a few weeks ago against Cincinnati. Chris Olave plays on punt and block. Seven Banks plays on punt and block. They all have blocks this season. They may not be out there every single snap for special teams, but they're out there, they enjoy it. We talked to Matt Barnes, the special teams coordinator for Ohio State, and he says he has Chase Young and other players coming up to him every day saying, hey, can I get out there for this? Hey, can I get out there for this? Hey, what do you about to think about this? So when you are seeing and hearing the best players play on special teams, that creates a culture that Ohio State wants and their players that, hey, this isn't something to be ignored. This is something we cherish here. and it shows at least on punt block and field goal block.
Well, we're around a third of the way through the season, and it's tough to really pick apart Justin Fields at this point. He's looked pretty darn good. There's no question about that. Are there a couple of areas that you might point out where he's got some real room for improvement? Again, I think you could make the argument he hasn't been tested too much to this point, but are there some areas where you really think he's got a lot of room for growth?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing for him is to kind of settle down. He tends to see an open receiver deep and overthrows him. That's one area of concern for me. Is he consistently overthrows deep ball receivers. The other thing that kind of has me concerned is his pocket presence. He knows he's going to get a good pocket with the offensive line for us at least the first four games. It doesn't seem like he has that clock in his head to say, "Hey, I got to get out of here, or else I'm going to get hit." You saw it on the safety. You saw it on a couple other players against Miami, against Indiana, against Cincinnati. Just being able to know when to either exceed the pocket or when to release the ball, that's one of those big things that concerns me if you look at Justin Fields that he can improve on.
Sean Dunnigan with WBNS-TV in Columbus joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the Buckeyes, their big win last Saturday against Miami, and this Saturday, a big test waiting in the wings for the Scarlet and Gray. Ohio State will travel to Lincoln. They take on Nebraska. We will have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. We'll join the Ohio State Buckeyes Radio Network in progress as soon as the Indians and the Washington Nationals wrap up. All right, Dunny, what are the major challenges ahead for the Buckeyes this Saturday against Nebraska?
Well, can they play a four-quarter game? You know, the Buckeyes haven't been out on the field for four full quarters this season. You know, the starters were taken out in the fourth quarter against FAU, against Indiana, third quarter against Cincinnati, and then at halftime against Miami. So can the Buckeyes play a four-quarter game? I think they're going to need it against Nebraska, a Big Ten opponent who was picked by many to win the Big Ten West. They struggled against Illinois. The biggest thing for Ohio State is, can this defense that looks so much better than last year play with a Nebraska offense that has a lot of speed that burned them a few times last year at Ohio Stadium inside the Horseshoe? The Buckeyes were favored by 17 in that one. They only won by 5. They won 36-31 last year. Can they keep up with a very dynamic quarterback in Adrian Martinez and J.D. Spielman if he plays? If he plays, that's another a game breaker that Nebraska has that can hurt the Buckeyes defensively.
Which unit specifically do you think is going to be under the most amount of pressure on Saturday night? I think the easy answer to that is always Justin Fields. So if we take Fields out of the equation, is there a particular unit that's under the most amount of pressure against the Cornhuskers on Saturday night?
I think the linebackers, how they play. The Chase Young in the defensive line, they'll get after Martinez. Can the linebackers stay in their spots and contain Martinez from scrambling, getting first downs, escaping, and getting touchdowns? If they can do that, the Buckeyes should have an easy time with Nebraska. Nebraska has a tough time holding on to the ball. They fumbled the ball 4 times against Illinois. If the Buckeye linebackers can create some turnovers, they may not need another fourth quarter to beat Nebraska.
Is this an opportunity to create a statement game, so to speak, for Ohio State? I mean, I get it. They have Sparty coming up in a couple of weeks here. Things will get a little bit tougher.
76-5 wasn't enough of a statement for you?
Not against Miami, no. But, I mean, against a team like the Cornhuskers, going to Lincoln and playing a night game, the atmosphere is maybe a wee bit different.
Yeah, no, very true, yes. I think everyone will kind of be looking to see at this one and seeing if the Buckeyes can do something. Indiana was a good, decent test for Ohio State. First Big Ten play, first Big Ten opponent on the road. Now it's a step up in expectations for not just for the Buckeyes, but in opponents in Nebraska. Can Nebraska feel the pressure? Do they feel the pressure of having game day there? Do they feel the pressure of having a night game with all eyes on them? I think the Buckeyes know all eyes are on them, and they've dealt with that all season. Can Nebraska? You know, they couldn't against Colorado when they were up 17 in the fourth quarter, and they lost the game in overtime. Do they have another repeat performance of that? They've shown glimpses that that they can play well. Can they do it for a full game against a big-time competition in Ohio State? That's where I think Ohio State has a big-time edge is they've been playing with all eyes on them for all season.
Sure. Fair point. And I think it's safe to say, too, that with Nebraska being as young as they are as well, this is a really, really big test and an opportunity to try and knock off one of the top dogs in the Big Ten. No doubt about that. Well, Dunny, before we let you go, we need a prediction for Saturday night. Who you got and by how much?
I have Ohio State, and I have them winning 45-24.
45-24 seems pretty fair. That would be a sizable win in a very difficult environment. As always, my friend, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.